Welcome to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name's Michael Sullivan, and on the line we have our own Sarah Birmingham, who in her spare time away from Near FM, she's also communications coordinator with the Irish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Michael. Great to be on this morning. I'm usually here a little bit with Declan and Ken on Saturday morning, so great to be on a weekday as well, and great to highlight the Childline Breakfast campaign that we have going on at the moment.
Indeed. And before we start chatting about the breakfast campaign, maybe you just give us a little bit of what do does the society do, and in this time of COVID, how difficult fundraising is.
Yeah, it's been a year like no other, I suppose. That's the cliche, but it certainly has rung true for us. The ISPCC is for children at the heart of what we do. So we provide a number of services around the country to children, young people and families. We provide the Childline Listening Service that a lot of people will be familiar with. The Childline Listening Service, as kind of our flagship service, is reliant on public donations for 90% of our funding. And it actually costs $3.5 million to run every year as well. So it's quite an intensive service. We have a huge number of volunteers. They're trained, supervised, supported. And we really do rely on the generosity of the public. We've been really fortunate over the years to have fantastic support from the people of Dublin, and particularly the North Side as well. And a lot of our colleagues will come from there, and we'd have quite a close connection to the area, I suppose. But it really has been a challenging year. Yeah, so a lot of people will be maybe familiar with, say, our National Childline Change Collection Day. That wasn't able to go ahead this year, unfortunately. Some of our other fundraising events, the fantastic Xmas Ball that usually takes place as one example, you know, is something that maybe has certainly been thrown into jeopardy by the whole events of this year. And, you know, we really have to kind of rethink and reimagine how we do things.
Yeah, I think all charities at the moment are finding it very, very difficult. Was the normal way of fundraising, and we have to say our whole health system depends on NGOs or charities to keep going, and they normally fund themselves from, you know, at least a third of their money comes in at least from fundraising. And if you can't fundraise, as we can't at the moment, go out with the collection boxes, hold coffee mornings, you know, all these sort of things, you can't do it. So how is this breakfast fundraiser going to work?
So like lots of charity campaigns and lots of very successful Childline campaigns and initiatives over the last few months, we've had to reimagine how we do things and look towards the virtual world, the digital and the online space, to see how can we harness those for good to raise the vital funds that we need to keep Childline listening 24 hours a day. And we have put the call out to communities, clubs, creches, businesses, whoever you are, individuals out there. I think it's so important, particularly at the moment with some of the restrictions that have been talked about and some of the anxiety is out there, that we would gather together and that we would do that in a safe way and in line with the guidance. But whether it's over Zoom or whether it's within a creche or a school or a controlled setting that is still hopefully and unfortunately open at the moment, you know, that we would gather together, enjoy a breakfast, help raise some funds, whether that's through sponsorship cards or possibly an online fundraiser. Really what we're doing is we're kind of throwing it over to you or to the individuals who are out there and saying, can you come together for what really is the most important meal of the day, I suppose, and certainly it will be for us, if you can get gathered together for a breakfast and do that in aid of Childline and help to raise funds that will keep us and make sure that we can be here for every child this winter and beyond that as well.
And how do people get money to you?
Yeah, so we have very much kind of focused our attentions on the online space recently. Now, we have our fundraising team can be contacted as well So if people out there would like to maybe find out more about how they can get kind of sponsorship cards, posters, the physical assets that we're used to having, in even in this different kind of environment, the fundraising team can be contacted on 1850 50 40 50. So if there's any questions about how you might kind of make this happen in a new way, or, you know, if there's anything, any support that you'd like out there, 1850 50 40 50, you can get in touch with our fundraising team. We're also online at breakfast@ispcc.ie is the email address, so you can get us there with any queries. It's breakfast@ispcc.ie. And then really we've kind of taken over our ispcc.ie website as well, and you can find more information there. You can download materials for your breakfast, and you can very easily kind of access our donations portal there, where you actually can upload and donate the proceeds of your breakfast. So if you have raised funds, whether through sponsorship cards or through an online fundraiser, that you can actually then go in and very easily and straightforward lodge the funds that have been raised into that portal online. So that's one of the ways. Other than that, if it's something that maybe you'd like to do in a different way, or do in a physical way and not on the online space, then the best thing to do is probably get in touch with our team, and they can help you to do that as well.
And of course, the idea of a breakfast is very much goes in with children, where, as we know, a lot of children go off to school without a breakfast. And you know, it ties in very nicely with that, you know, with that whole ethos or idea of, you know, looking after children. And that's what I wanted to really get to, was about Childline itself and its work and what it does for children. It gives them the opportunity, whether even anonymously, you know, if they've got concerns, to phone somebody and talk things through.
It's a completely confidential service, and I think that is one of the key kind of cornerstones of the work that we do, is that whoever you are out there, any child or young person, and really whatever issue might be on your mind. I mean, we come across what some people might think of as small concerns, or things that no child really ever should have to face or experience. The whole gamut, from the whole spectrum, you know, we're there to listen. We're not there to judge. We're not there to tell children what to do, because, you know, even that might sound a little bit different, but we don't know the full circumstances, the full extent of the kind of environment that a child might be living in. But we can certainly listen to them. We can be there for them in the moment, and we can help them to maybe see, you know, to strengthen their own resilience to cope with challenges, to say, what is it that might work best for you at the moment? Is this something that you can do? Is there somebody maybe that you can talk to as well? So we would see ourselves also as being like an asset for parents, almost, that if a child maybe, you know, might have a concern that they might just not quite feel ready yet to talk about with their parents, that maybe they can, you know, have a chat with us, whether it's through the phone, through our online system, over text, and work up to that point where they feel empowered that they can go, okay, I can actually talk about this now, and I can actually get the support that I need, you know, to change things for me. So very much we're there kind of at all times, 24 hours a day. We're there for all issues, and we're there kind of just to be that listening ear and that support and that assistance at a moment when a child just needs somewhere to turn. And as well as that, I suppose, related to that, what we've noticed this year a little bit is that some children and young people out there might feel that they might not quite feel comfortable talking about a particular issue with their parent or care, because perhaps maybe they have lost a job, or they've had a bereavement or some kind of stress in their own lives this year. And children and young people are very perceptive, and they can kind of pick up on that, and they can say, you know, maybe I don't feel that I'm in a space that I can actually have this conversation, that I, you know, things are quite right for me to have this conversation with my parents at the moment, but that I can actually turn to Childline, have that chat, and, you know, that we're very much there for them. I suppose in decades gone by, maybe Childline might have been thought of as, you know, working with children and young people who were at one extreme end of the scale. And while we're still there for those, we're really kind of throwing the doors open and saying we're there for all children and young people.
And I think that's it, particularly, you know, at this time of COVID, where children mightn't have, you know, where they normally have their pals and all whole range of different activities and things that where they can talk to people. whether it's down in the GAA club and they can talk to their mentor or in the scouts or you name it, whatever it is, they have people to talk to and so forth. But when all our meeting with people, our interactions with people are so curtailed now with COVID-19, I think Childline is really a great outlet.
Well, that's it as well. That's another side of our work, I suppose. Children and young people usually, you know, do certainly have the comfort. They say that it takes a village to raise a child. And often children and young people, they'll be in school, they might be in clubs, they might be in after-school activities, where they're meeting adults in their environment who also play an important role in their lives, who are trusted adults who can be there to support them. And that might not quite be as easy to access that support at the moment. And this year, you know, some of those things might not be able to take place at the moment. And I suppose what we would say to all parents, to the whole community out there, and particularly to children and young people, is that there is support available. Childline is here. You can talk to Childline any time of the day or night. And it's really that support system that's still there. So no matter what a child or young person is facing, that they know that they don't have to do that on their own.
And of course, Childline, you don't just have to have a breakfast. If you want to just donate a few bob to Childline, you can do that as well, and it'd be much appreciated.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. And look, there's lots of different ways that people can get involved. So, you know, if a breakfast is for you, that's fantastic. If it isn't something that maybe works for you at the moment, there's lots of ways that you can help raise funds, whether it's virtually. We've had lots of people take on challenges like cycles and walks and things that are, you know, safe and beneficial, hopefully, to do as well at the moment for individuals, obviously, as well as for us. But we are delighted, and we really do depend on that community fundraising and that sense of people kind of being there with us on that journey and being there with us for our children. And anybody who can and who would like to donate or to lodge funds from a fundraiser, to host their own fundraiser, all of the information that you'll need is on ispcc.ie.
And of course, a great way to think of this is that you know, we're all looking after our health at the moment, and we're all very conscious of what we're eating and so forth. Well, maybe this is an opportunity to maybe indulge yourself a little bit, to go over the top on the breakfast, and then as a bit of a payback, to throw in a few bob.
Look, I think all of us, you know, deserve a little bit of a comfort at the moment. There's no harm in having a treat every now and again. And maybe this is something that you can gather together, even if it's for a hot chocolate, or even if you get together and you kind of have your morning cup, maybe have a cup of biscuits and just have a nice chat, maybe whether that's even on the phone or online or whatever it is that works for you. And you can do that and know that you're doing that ultimately for children and for the work of Childline, and to make sure that Childline can be here 24 hours a day, every day over the winter and after that as well, because we know that this is going to be a critical winter for us. We've answered over 130,000 contacts since the pandemic kicked in, and this Christmas is most likely going to be one of our busiest. So people can do that, they can kind of have a nice time, but they can know in the back of their minds that they're really making a difference for children.
I know, Sarah, I'm starting to, my mind is starting to wander to a full Irish breakfast, and I'm starting to the saliva is starting to come into my mouth, and I'm starting to drool over it. So I think we're going to have to end this here, because I really think I need to go and get something to eat.
Well, Sarah, that's a good complaint, isn't it?
It isn't. Sarah, it's been a pleasure chatting to you, and I wish you all the best tomorrow morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And yeah, really our key message above all, if anybody would like to host a Childline breakfast, all of the information that you'll need is online at ispcc.ie. And also just to say, of course, that Childline is here for every child and young person. Any child or young person out there can get in touch with Childline about anything that's on their mind at any time of the day or night by phoning 1-800-66-6666. Texting to 50101 or chatting online at childline.ie, and all of those ways are completely free to contact from anywhere around the country.
Sarah, as ever, it's an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Thanks very much for coming on and talking to us.
Thanks so much, Michael. Delighted to do that. Thank you.
All the best. And of course, remember, if you want to listen to Sarah again, you'll get her tomorrow morning with Declan Ralph. And if you have the opportunity, maybe tomorrow morning when you're listening to Sarah, have a breakfast and then throw a few bob into the Irish Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Children.